Health and beauty ads are everywhere. What's true? What's safe? And who can you believe? Dr. Colleen Parker of Radiance Medical Aesthetics and Wellness in Williston has your answers, backed by science and clinical evidence. Dr. Parker keeps you in the know.
I'm here to talk to you today about rosacea. I frequently am asked about redness on the face and broken capillaries. We call those broken capillaries telangiectasias. They essentially represent the capillary network that's very, very superficial and shallow in the skin becomes chronically dilated and stuck open. If it happens in a specific pattern, typically across the cheeks, the nose, and the chin, then we call that vascular rosacea. We don't know exactly what causes rosacea. We know there's a genetic component to it, and we know there's environmental triggers to it. What we do know is that over time, chronically, it can actually change the condition of the skin and in severe cases cause sensitivity and discomfort. While we can't cure rosacea because again it's genetic, we can treat it and we can get rid of that redness and those little telangiectasias. The only way to do this is with an energy-based device. That means a laser. There's a few different lasers that we use to treat rosacea and they're relatively painless with very little downtime.
Ask your own questions at star929.com. Brought to you by Radiance. Beautiful, radiant you.